Cool. So again, an absolute honor and privilege to be asked back again. who knew to speak to you all again this morning. So as Karen said, we're continuing in our series on the Ten Commandments. And this week we're on to commandment number two. And in the actual text, it's quite long, so it can be just summarized as, "You shall not make idols." But I will read the actual text in a minute. I'm not just going to paraphrase the entire Bible. idolatry is, I think, speaking honestly, one of the most dangerous and twisted things that we as humans, particularly we as Christians, can do. It is, simply defined, giving worship where it isn't due. And so, in order to fight it, we have to have a proper view of God and a proper view of ourselves. So, hopefully, this will go some way in addressing that. But before I start to speak in earnest, I'll just pray again, because you can never have too much prayer. Father God, in your words, it says that those who love me will follow my commandments. Lord, as we consider the second commandment today, the charge against idolatry, we pray that we would have ears to hear from your word, that we would understand why idolatry is, why it's wrong, and why it won't give us anything that it promises to give us. But Lord, most of all, reveal to us that you are completely worthy of worship and are the ultimate and final and most complete source of joy that we could find. Would all these things just be communicated this morning? Anything I say that is helpful, would it be clung on to? Anything that I say that is unhelpful, would it just be rejected? Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can encourage and edify and